The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the Duchess of the Chart, the lady with the technicals, the chick with the candlestick, the girl that puts the art in chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Thanks. So I sent over some suggestions for charts, and you mentioned, I thought we were going to look at EVRH. And I should have actually, but that was yesterday's news. Did we not? And I thought we did look at them
recently. We did it on August 1st. So I'm just going to go back to August 1st. If you go back in the podcast, look at August 1st charts, You'll see that we bounced from the support we liked at 5.9, really nicely, 61.8. Reversals at a 61.8 fib. Go to the 38.2 next. That's at 9.7. And we're still only at 7.65. We've got above the 50% mid pivot. We're above 7.49. And we're right at the daily 50 moving average. And we are pushing up against it and on our way. So for me, looks really good to continue higher from here.
What I like about this, yesterday this rose massively on rumours that Adele, obviously the pop star who's amassed a fortune of 125 million, apparently bought some shares in EVRH. Now listen, this is a very believable story because I know the guys there have very good connections with record companies, and I know as a fact from the broker that record company guys are getting involved in this stock. I know that as a fact. But I love the release. It's a very clever release because it says, singer star Adele has secretly spent some of her multi-million pound fortune on shares in one of London's hottest music startups. Now, there's no comment from her management. And Anthony of EVRH said, well, we've had lots of reports of artists getting involved in this because they understand what VR is. But it's excellent. It's one of those stories that's perfect. Do you know why? Because it can't be proved by anyone, but it could be likely. It's highly likely, but it can't be proved or disproved by anyone because it's obviously very secretive. She's in a nominee account. Her management won't say anything.
It's really smart for her tax-wise, isn't it?
Yeah, but
she's
very
got a lot of money. Yeah. It's a really smart thing to do tax-wise.
Yes, it's very clever. And I bet Adele has got a technical analysis looking out for her, saying, where's the chart? Where's the bottom of the chart, dear? But I think you should be a charter to the stars, Nick. The big people.
I'm really chuffed how this has performed, I'm really chuffed with this one.
Imagine having that, a technical analysis.
They could just pay £25 a month and join my Facebook group. They don't need private.
Hey, listen, Neil Woodford, if you had 1%, if you made him 1% on a trade, you'd be laughing the rest of your life. Anyway, let's get into the charts we're actually looking for today. Okay. And so I sent them to you, and I can't think of what they are.
I've got them. We're going to start with Andalus Energy, ADL.
Yeah, they announced, but if it's exclusive, they should be on the podcast later. Should we have Dave Whitby on? They're up 64%, 20 times
awesome.
Yeah, 20 times average daily volume already today on that stock.
20 times average daily.
Because they announced their first wellhead IPP consortium in Indonesia. But ADL, what do you reckon? I think we've seen the end of the trend, downtrend here, the start of what do you reckon?
Love it. We've made a double bottom. So we made a low in May, on the 8th of May, and then we retested it at the start of August. So we've double bottomed at 0.07. And from there, the gap higher today has gapped us above the 200-day moving average. And then instead of pulling back to fill the gap, we've rallied from there. So, holding above 0.11 and the 200-day moving average is really bullish. Our first target, our first Fibonacci target, is 0.16. There's a bit of a wobble level in the middle at 0.14. You can see that's the previous lows from July 2016, and that's the highs in January and in March. But I think we take them out, and the first fib level is 0.16. If we close above 0.16, we have bottomed. Then we're going to go to 0.22, which would be the spike high from 2016 in August, and then 0.26 next.
Marvellous stuff. Excellent. That's been stuck in my throat there, but good. Okay, next one is Flying Brands, FBDU.
Flying Brands.
It has been flying of late, but it's come back a bit today. And so what do you reckon on there?
Well, I'm just going to zoom out a bit. It flew in April and May, and then we've seen a correction and a bounce from pretty close to the 200-day moving average. We've now recovered 61.8 of the decline, and we've stalled there. You know, between the 61.8 fib and the 38.2 fib is called like the golden ratio zone, and you very often oscillate in it, and that's where the market tries to find balance. So that's between 4.48 and 5.7. So I would say I'm bearish below 4.48, and I'm bullish. We should see another uptrend if we get back above 5.7. So and I do favor more upside. We should see another leg higher to mirror the leg we saw that started in April. And we should go much higher from here. As you know, we've got fib targets all the way up there. But that's what I'm looking for. So if I draw it, a box around it, and I'll mark the charts for people who are listening on the podcast. So below 4.48, I think that we have topped out. And back above 5.7, I think we should see a really decent continuation higher.
Marvellous. And the last one is Seeing Machines. That's the ticker. See? So trading update today. The trading update today. And let's take a look at the stock. It was up. Yes, up by over 4% as we talk. So what do you reckon on C?
C looks great. That was the level that we marked at support when we looked at this before at 3.03. Everybody groaned. But look at this fantastic reaction. Okay, so to confirm that we've bottomed, what we need to see now is a close above... a daily close above 3.67. Okay, that would be the first thing. And then the 200-day moving average and the trend line is a little bit higher. And then we need to close above 4. But for sure, if we can close above 3.67, there will be no problem when we should go to 4.16 next. So 3.67 is the level that you're looking for to confirm the reversal. And how do we do that? Well, if we measure from the September 2016 high to the low that we just made on the 7th of August, that's the 236 Fibonacci retrace level. That's the first fib resistance. So that's like the bull bear line. And it's also, if we scroll back in April and in June, those were the lows. So it's a bit of a pivot level too.
Marvellous, Nicola. If you can put those charts on the company page. Are you doing that? Because I know sometimes you don't do that.
I've been really bad, but I'm going to play catch up this morning.
How many days you have to catch up for?
Don't make me confess live. Martin might listen.
Okay. If anyone wants to see the charts, we do this live on Facebook, by the way. You can see the charts as we do it live. But if anyone wants to see the charts on the podcast, then go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.